Unit 15. Loan words. Words have been traded back and forth between languages for ages in a process called borrowing. Borrowing is a cultural and linguistic exchange that results when two cultures come into contact with one another. Speakers of one language may begin to take words from a foreign language and adopt them as their own. Once a foreign word has become completely integrated into a language, it is called a loan word. In general, a socially, economically, or politically weaker community takes on the words of a stronger one. The history of the English language exemplifies this. Throughout its more than 2,000-year existence, the English language has adopted thousands of foreign words as a result of various invasions and the influence of migrants and traders. The Norman invasion of England in 1066 led to one of the most profound transformations of the English language. The northern French region's 300-year occupation of England resulted in about 10,000 French words entering the English lexicon. Roman influence from the 5th and 6th centuries had already made Latin the language of the church and of scholars. However, when the Normans took over England's sophisticated government, French became the language of the courts and administration. Words of political power such as crown, castle, court, parliament, army, mansion, gown, banquet, duke, servant, peasant, traitor, and governor, for example, are all French in origin. At the same time, English was demoted to the everyday language of the people, although it wasn't uncommon for people of this time to be trilingual in Latin, French, and English. When the 100 Years' War broke out in 1337, however, it rendered French a less powerful and highly unpopular language, while thousands of Latin words related to religion, medicine, law, and literature emerged as loan words. As the country opened up to the outside world, discoveries, inventions, and exotic foods also led to new loan words from various countries and cultures. Greek lent modern English words such as anonymous, autograph, catastrophe, comedy, history, and tragedy. English also adopted German loanwords like nickel, kindergarten, and waltz, along with Italian loanwords like carnival, macaroni, and violin. Tomato, potato, and tobacco come from Spanish. Jar, magazine, and sherbet from Arabic. Coffee, yogurt, and kiosk from Turkish. And jungle, pajamas, and shampoo from Hindi. Despite its current status as an international language, English has not stopped growing or changing. Rather, globalization has amplified the occurrence of word borrowing and re-borrowing, the act of a loanword returning to its native language with a slight deformation of spelling, pronunciation, or meaning. The current social, economic, and political advantages of English-speaking nations have made it common practice for speakers of other languages to now incorporate English loanwords into their own vocabulary as well.